All right. Hi, friends. My name is Courtney Cox. Yes, you might know that name if you love the TV show Friends. But yes, I was not named after her. That's just my name. So, in August 2017, I parked in Watermark parking lot on a Friday night, getting the courage to walk into the building alone for an event called Gather. I had been streaming the services and following events of different ministries, but I was not plugged into any church. I got out of my car, began walking, turned around twice, but finally made it into the building where I was greeted with a warm smile and a sweet servant of God. I immediately felt at ease. I now have the blessing to serve at events like Gather, and I finally feel like I belong. It wasn't easy to come alone, but I quickly realized that the people serving and attending were just like me, and that encouraged me to keep coming back. So let me share how I got to that point. Growing up, I knew about God, His goodness, since our home was Christ-centered, with parents who loved each other and loved God. My parents were high school sweethearts, and after 37 years of marriage, they're still an encouragement to me and my younger brother of real love. Early in my childhood, I began to struggle with perfectionism. You see, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, which meant she was always around. I couldn't act up for fear of her finding out. I think this is where my perfectionism began. I wanted to be perfect for my mom. But often, I felt like I was a disappointment. I loved sports and cheerleading, which I worked hard to be that perfect athlete and that perfect student. However, I quickly discovered it was not easy, and I was disappointed many times. I learned that I could hide that true disappointment internally and would pretend everything was perfect to keep showing that I had it all together. In the midst of this disappointment, I knew that God had plans for me, but I doubted His timing and that He loved me. I also often struggle with feeling alone and not fitting in with that cool crowd. I believe that if He really loved me, I wouldn't feel so alone. I would be accepted by all. And so looking back, I can see how I isolated myself and I did not let people get to know the real me for fear of being accepted or for fear of being rejected. Apologize. These things also led me to look for acceptance and approval in inappropriate relationships with guys. But because I was active in my youth group, I had a constant connection with Christ, even if I put my relationship with Him on the back burner. This connection taught me truths like Psalms 139:14 that says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." It was true to me because it was in the Bible, but my heart struggled to fully believe that God made me perfect just the way I was, and it wasn't because of my best efforts. For college, I attended OU, which was far enough away from Rowlett to give me a fresh start with new people. While studying to become a teacher, I had few experiences that challenged me, including this new idea of alcohol. My very colorful roommate encouraged me not to be so uptight and perfect. We would often spend nights out drinking and being social. Due to these choices, I was rejected from my sorority, which left me feeling worthless and creating a spiral of more bad decisions. Looking back on this time in my life, I know that God was with me. Though He did not approve of my choices, He didn't leave me alone. He kept me safe, even down in the gunk of my bad choices. By my junior year, I wanted to change and live a life for the Lord, even if I wasn't quite sure how to do that. I joined a Christian sorority on campus with the hope of making new friendships that would help me walk away from temptation. While I stopped going out most of the time, I still continued to manipulate and force relationships with men to go the way I wanted, all in hopes to find that one that God wanted for me. I was taking control versus trusting God and His timing. I was trying to change who I was to be that perfect girl to find the perfect guy. I let go of my morals and put my hope in false love instead of staying true to God's plan for me. It proved to be a false hope, leaving me broken. The theme of my life of not trusting God enough that He would provide what I needed and trying to be the perfect person by controlling my life would continue after college, especially in my relationships with men. I would go through cycles where I would try to live my life for God and then where I would live my life on my own, showing Him that I could do it my way, trying to control things that I had no business controlling. I would also take any criticism to heart and focus solely on how I failed the guy that I was dating instead of rejoicing about who I was and how God had made me. Because I did not have a high school sweetheart like my parents, I really struggled trusting God and his timing in my life for marriage. I decided not to wait on his timing and take control by online dating, which for many, absolutely fine method of dating. But for me and my motives at that time, they were not okay. Because it was out of my desire to control and trust God, or not trust God. So I met a guy, thought he was perfect. We began to date. We were married less than 10 months of dating. Immediately, things changed for us, and not in a good way. He moved us from Rowlett to Flower Mound, told me I should put all my focus into him and his vision for our life, since he was now the head of the house. Once again, I was in a position where things looked perfect from the outside, but I was so broken on the inside. I did not like him controlling me. He gave me no space for my own opinions. I was hurt by the things he said during fights, like I was not important, or I was just a teacher. I started looking for anything to make me happy, including alcohol and other relationships. Through the misery, I knew change needed to happen. Our hearts needed to be fixed. We tried participating in Re-Engage, Watermark's marriage ministry, but it wasn't what my ex-husband believed, and he left me and our marriage. This brought back those feelings of rejection and not being good enough again. When he would not continue Re-Engage with me, I decided to go to Regeneration, Watermark's biblical recovery class, not knowing what would happen to my marriage. I had hit rock bottom of my anger, perfectionism, and controlling my life. Through Regen, I did a lot of finding out who I was in God's eyes, and God used this time to heal me in so many ways. Though my marriage might have ended, I can now look back on this very hard part of my life and see how God has redeemed it and strengthened my relationship with him as a result. It also led me to pursue actively and fully being a part of Family Believers at Watermark. I wish I could say I don't struggle with perfectionism or feeling lonely at times, but that's not the case. God used Regen and my struggles to show me that I was broken and I could not do life without him. I truly saw God's goodness and forgiveness and chose to finally submit my life to him fully. I know that I am his daughter, and in him alone is where my strength comes from, like it says in Psalms 121. I continue to see his blessings daily. Through my community group of strong women and the other gather leaders, I am reminded of his love for us, that we are not alone in this world, and that we are all sinners, yet we are all loved, and forgiveness is available to all of us. My life might not be perfect, but I know God is good, and he has me right where he wants me. I know that I have a purpose and a story, and that God wants to use to encourage others. I am now a school counselor, and I use my own experiences to help guide students in their future and encourage those that feel lost. God is a mighty redeemer and forgiver. He wants to guide you, love you, and lead you. If you are a believer in Christ, God sees you as good and perfect because of Jesus. This world is not our home. Heaven is. But he has a purpose for us on this earth, and until the day that God calls us home, we get to be a light for him so that others can see and believe his goodness through how we live our lives. Now I know that the past is behind me, and it does not define me. God does. And he wants to use both the good and the hard part of my life to bring him glory and honor. Thank you for letting me share.